बीच बीच में थोड़ा हंसी, हमको भी एक हंसी दे दे ऐसे फेंकी, हम कैच करेंगे। I'm telling you, Rakesh भी थोड़ा स्माइल
देख ये यट यट मेक मी लाफ अर्ली और लेटर बिकॉज़ इट्स अबाउट दैट टाइम दैट व्हेन यू
इट इज प्राइस्ड
इट इज प्राइस्ड व्हाट यू चार्ज इन द बिगनिंग एंड इन द मिडिल वी विल गो
नो 5 मिनट्स बिफोर एंड 5 आफ्टर 5 मिनट्स बिकॉज़ आई एम एक्चुअली वर्किंग ऑन गेटिंग दैट अप ऑन देयर
विदा जी आप ही थोड़ा सी
She's actually trying to get
in that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Same thing with me.
Namaste, good afternoon, H-Town, and all who are listening online wherever you are. Namaste and pranam to the divine in you. You're now tuned to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 1110 AM Authentic Radio Show on Sanatan Dharm. I'm your host, Geeta, the divine song, Rahula. You can also listen to us online at masalaradio.com, 24/7 online radio, sanatanhinducenter.org. And today's program is going to be very interesting, entertaining, and very educating too. So stay tuned. We'll be here with you till 2 p.m. Lots of great music, lots of information, and lots of good things. And our mission is, Sanatan Center's mission is to make aware of deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharm or Hinduism. Hinduism is not a religion, it's a way of life. And we dedicate this program to our founder of Sanatan Hindu Center and voice of Sanatan Hinduism, late Padmakant Kambati ji. Today is March 20, sunrise was at 7:28 a.m. Shukla Paksha Tithi Trayodashi and Nakshatra Magha. And next Ekadasi is falling on April 3rd. Pap Mochani Ekadasi, it's called. And on 4th is the Parana time between 7:10 to 9:40 a.m. Ekadasi Tithi begins on April 2nd at 8:57 p.m. Tithi ends at 7:07 p.m. on April 3rd. So the Ekadasi is on April 3rd and Parana time breaking your fast is on April 4th between 7:10 and 9:40 a.m. Namaste, Sriji and Taraji and Rakesh Bhai, Divana.
Namaste.
Namaste, namaste. Namaste. We're ready to spiritual today, Gita Ji.
Spiritual today, okay.
Yes, yes.
Great, great.
Yeah, you chill us and we'll chill.
I have to chill you. So the responsibility onus is on me now.
Yes, and you and Taraji.
I'll try. Okay. I'll try. And Taraji, I know. She will do. She will chill us with the beautiful music.
Yes.
I love her music when she plays. And today's thought of the day. Narasya, there's a shloka I'm going to recite and explain the meaning. Narasya abharanam rupam, rupasya abharanam gunaha, gunasya abharanam jnanam, jnanasya abharanam kshama. Very beautiful shloka. It says decoration for a human is beauty, right? Everybody, all of us want to be beautiful. All ages, you know, it doesn't matter. Starting from when you realize the power of beauty till, you know, and you want to be beautiful. So the decoration for human is beauty. For beauty, this is not an external beauty they're talking about. It's internal beauty. Good qualities are the decoration. So for qualities, it is knowledge that is the decoration. And for knowledge, there's another thing for the decoration. That is forgiveness. So maturity of spiritual evolution and effectiveness of spiritual knowledge is measured by the ability to forgive people. Our ego prevents us from forgiving and likes to feel hurt, victimized, and wants revenge. In spiritual life, we learn about the vision of oneness. And so holding a hurt is to hurt oneself and others. Forgiving or not forgiving is not a choice really. If we have to live a life of peace and happiness, you got to forgive. So let's jump into today's program, Sriji. What's up for today?
You just gave it a kickstart, Gitaji. Ego hurt, forgive.
Yeah.
You hurt, your ego comes up.
Yeah, and it's not a choice. Our choice, or it's not a choice that you make. Okay, I'm going to forgive or not forgive.
Yes.
If you really want to be peaceful and happy, which everybody wants.
Even meditation
to be,
will not work if you don't forgive.
Yes,
that's the biggest keyword.
Even any chanting or prayers or some
yajna. My favorite sloka reciting, nothing.
And even if you do yajnas,
yes,
tapas also will not
work. Yes,
you,
yes. All of us carry ego that we need to embrace.
Yes, we identify at different levels, we identify different things. Yes. So, what's up, Sriji?
Taraji?
Yeah.
Please.
Yes, Taraji wants to
say. You know what? Sometimes, you know, unknowingly, our thoughts run parallel.
Yes.
My topic is about this. Humility is the most important thing. You know, when you do namaskar, you know, you touch the feet of somebody, is when you recognize the godliness in them. Irrespective of age and thing, those days people used to do namaskar to each one when they meet each other. And similarly, when you're talking about this, vidya dadati vinayam, you know, that knowledge is pure knowledge that brings down your ego and brings down your humility. I'm going to talk about humility of one great person that we are going to talk about and commemorate the next weekend coming up. That this is about Srimati M. S. Subbalakshmi. I'm going to talk about.
Wow, great lady. Taraji, you touched another really touching word, humility. Okay, and namaste is the biggest ritual. We forgot the reason behind it, why our ancestors and forefathers and all the, you know, elders we respect used it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the story is less told. You bent completely. That's what Gitaji has seen. Making children
Sashtang
do.
Namaskar.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Sashtang namaskar, and also at least if you can just when you're doing this is my experiment for past few years. You know, you just bend your body when you're doing namaste to other person, And you know, you're teaching your body to bend. I mean, you can see first time when you bend, you definitely, I saw myself as well as I saw kids, they don't want to bend. They don't want to bend. And then when they bend, you see a certain acceptance to receive the knowledge too. So if you really want spiritual knowledge or any kind of knowledge that really impacts you as a human being or develop your personality, definitely got to have humility. That's you know, that's what our gurus, you know, my Guruji is big time on that, you know, for training us from the beginning not to get your ego up. And whatever we learn, we say that it's the credits of Guru, actually.
Yeah,
yeah, that's one way of, like, you know, handling your ego.
Practicing humility, and that's the truth, in fact, actually.
Yes.
We forget sometimes.
Yes.
I mean, we gain this knowledge sometimes, and then we just...
See, intelligence learning, I think, Gitaji not only gets the good things, it also has a credibility to rake up this hidden dormant things in us.
Yeah.
Like ego, right? Mm-hmm. Intelligence goes up. Your ego comes up. You sometimes don't even know. You might be thinking, I might be thinking, oh, Sridhar is good, you know, he's cool, he chills all the time. No. You have to keep weighing yourself all the time. You're continuously watching yourself.
Yes. Another way of saying would be, like, don't get identified with anything. You know, once you get identified with this is what I am, this is what I am, that I become so big in no time, and it's like it destroys everything. So you all always have to keep, you know.
Yeah,
I keep grounded.
Telling, I'm still in the elementary school in this thing. So I think for somebody like me, you have to keep watching, because ego can come in any direction. And the least you expect, that's when it hits you, boom.
Now I'm expecting you to give us the topic.
Yes, I know.
Okay, namaste you all, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism listeners. This is Sri the Fortune Rowler, and you're going to listen to lots and lots of amazing, inspiring, awe-inspiring things about Hinduism. The new Voice of Sanatan Hinduism is all about Hinduism, basics of Hinduism, and celebrating the beauty of Hinduism. Brought to you commercial free by Sanatan Hindu Center for 20 plus years now. Co-sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation, and all of our dedicated supporters, and we deeply appreciate it. You can be one of our supporters by calling 832-361-0625, 832-361-0625, or email us hinduismradio@gmail.com, or hit us up on our Facebook page, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. In the show's first half, you just heard her. Yaro's Gita, the Divine Song, will take you on an inquest of Hinduism. Experience your favorite lively Bhagavad Gita in Dhruv Tara reading time. You can call and tell and win an e-gift card. And Hinduism basics, plain and simple. Prayer online for welfare of the world. You also heard this lady in the second half. Your host, Tara Dastar Narasimhan, will engage you and energize you in deep treasures of Sanatan Dharm. Know what's going on in temple times at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Houston happenings by Hindus of Greater Houston. Get intrigued and interact with us in Inquest of Hinduism. Today's topic, the Kala Festival. Holi. All along the show, enjoy lots and lots of melodious songs and new energy, new experience on Hinduism. You're about to enter a no conflict zone.
I was waiting for that. So, yes, a lot of things lined up, and let's jump into Bhagavad Gita segment. Krishna is here for us. My name is Gita, the Divine Song Rahula, and we are going to do Bhagavad Gita right now. I'm really humbled to present this segment to you. Bhagavad Gita literally means Divine Song. It's a dialogue that happened between Sri Krishna and Arjun about 6,000 years back in Kurukshetra, India. Sri Krishna reveals self-knowledge to Arjun that benefits every individual, irrespective of which faith you belong, or you don't have a faith too, irrespective of whatever you are, which profession you are in, Bhagavad Gita is useful to us. This divine song is in the form of 18 chapters that contain a total of 700 shlokas or verses. Each shloka contains 12 to 20 words. And now let's invoke our acharyas and Krishna before starting Bhagavad Gita and offer our deepest gratitudes and respects to them. Om Asmat Gurubhyo Namaha. Salutations to my Guru. Shuklam Varadharam Vishnam Sasivarnam Chaturbhujam Prasannavadanam Thyayet Sarva Vighnopasantahi Yasya Dvirada Vatratyah Parishatyah Parasatam Vighnam Nighnanti Satatam Vishvaksenam Tamashraye Vyasam Vasishthanaptaram Sekteh Pautramakalmasham Parasaratmajam Vandi Sukatatam Taponidhyam Samyanyaya Kalapena Mahata Bharatena Cha Upabrumhita Vedaya Namo Vyasaya Vishnave. Let's invoke Krishna. Sarathyam Arjunasyajo Kurvan Gitamrutam Dadau Lokatrayopakaraya Tasmai Krishnatmane Namaha. Krishnaya Yadavindraya Jnana Mudraya Yogini Nathaya Rukmini Saya Namo Vedanta Vedini. Om Asmat Gurubhyo Namaha. And today's shloka, before getting to today's shloka, let's look at what we spoke last week. Last week we covered three gunas, that is Sattva, Rajas and Tamo gunas, that are influencing us, our moods, and also we discussed about opposites, joy, sorrow, heat, cold, dvandvas, that influence us. And we also discussed the shloka from chapter 2, 47th shloka, Karmanyevadhikaraste Mahaphaleshu Kadachana. So very popular shloka from Bhagavad Gita, which tells about Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga is reaching the absolute by action. This shloka is talking about four things. Number one, you have the right to do your karma, your duty. Number two, you don't have the right to enjoy the results of your actions because the results are not in your hands. Number three, motive of your actions shouldn't be for a reward. And the last one is also, do not be attached to inaction. Always do your duty. So if we follow all these four, then we are practicing karma yoga. Any work that is done with a motivation for some reward becomes a cause of bondage, and acts that are done without any motive for a reward becomes a form of worship and a means for liberation. So do not initiate work with the idea of reaping their fruits. Any action or any role we take, if we do it to the best of our ability without expecting a reward, then it becomes yoga. So next shloka, Bhagavan Krishna talks about what is yoga. He says, Yogastha Kuru Karmani Sangam Tyaktva Dhananjaya Siddhya Siddhyo Samobhutva Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. He says that be unwavering in the performance of your duty. O Arjun, O Dhananjaya, abandoning attachment to success and failure. Siddhya Siddhyo. Such equanimity is called yoga. So we wanted to listen from Krishna what he tells about yoga. Here he goes. Evenness of mind in success and failure is called yoga. With action thus performed in the service of God with evenness of mind is yoga. So that's what Krishna tells in this shloka. See, this kind of equanimity, equipoisedness, enables us to accept all circumstances, good or bad, favorable to us or unfavorable to us. So how can one be in this state of equanimity? How can one treat everything equal? By implementing the earlier shloka we talked about, that is Karmanyevadhikaraste Mahaphaleshu Kadachana. So when we realize the results are not in our hands, only our actions, our hard work, our efforts are in our hands, then we are only concerned about a duty. Just like let's look at a practical example. A doctor who has operated on 1,000 hearts, let's say, and saved 1,000 people. and still he still makes you sign a medical consent form, even for a minor surgery. Why? If the hospital is so sure of the results of operation based on his previous 1,000 successful surgeries, which resulted in no deaths, no injury whatsoever, still they want you to sign the consent form. Unless you sign, you're not allowed into the operating room. Even an anesthesiologist has to, you know, even for to get that injection done, we need to sign a consent form for making us unconscious. We need to sign that form. So we need to sign the consent form that we take full responsibilities of the results. Why? Doctors and hospitals know that they do their duty to the best of their knowledge and ability. But they are also aware that the results are not in their hands. Anything can change the course, take a different route. Similarly, we need to observe that for anything, the results are not in our hands. Only our efforts are in our hands. Once we understand this, it becomes very clear that only thing that we need to be focusing is putting our efforts to the best of our ability. And like this, if we are able to detach from the results of our efforts, then our mind will obviously be equipoised. So the detachment is towards the results and not our efforts. It is not applauding when the results are favorable, and it's not sad when our results are unfavorable. Our mind is not shattered, or you know, it's not, it'll be very equipoised. So just like waves are to the ocean, life is full of joy and miseries. Each time you're hit with an unfavorable situation, if we try to eliminate it, we will not be able to avoid unhappiness. But if we learn to accept everything that comes our way without sacrificing or being detached to our best efforts, then we are in yoga, accepting everything that comes our way as the will of God. Then we are in yoga. We can apply this even for simple things in life, because often simple things, you know, kind of we lose balance with these simple daily routines, just like traffic condition at work hours. Being angry at traffic time, and blaming the government or roads will not give us happiness. We all know the existing conditions. Instead of getting angry, accepting the conditions that are not in our hands and focusing on our duty, our mind will be at peace. Instead of being angry, you can as well sing a song. I think the popular song, Windows Down, Chilling with the Radio On. So I like it like that. So, or, you know, whatever, you can play music of your favorite music, or you can listen to some spiritual lectures. So, and make it a comfortable experience instead of getting angry. So, reason, because external conditions are not in our hands, and only internal ease. And we can manage our internal and be equipoised. So then we are in yoga. So that's what Krishna tells about in the shloka. Second shloka, chapter 2nd and 49th shloka. Let's look at that, what he further explains and breaks it out. Dure nahyavaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya buddhau saranamanvichha krupana falahetavah. Seek refuge in divine knowledge and insight, O Arjun, O Dhananjaya, and discard reward-seeking actions that are certainly inferior to works performed with the intellect established in divine knowledge. He says not to enjoy the fruits of their works. So action done with the seeker of its reward is far inferior, is the Adi Shankaracharya also explains in this shloka. And all other kinds of actions are far inferior to those done with equanimity or wisdom, which consists of renunciation of the main result and remaining in the state of equanimity towards success or failure, which are the secondary results. So why are the actions that we do or efforts we put expecting rewards inferior? We will discuss this with an example next week. before proceeding to Q time, the exciting time, let's end the Bhagavad Gita segment for today by chanting the closing shlokas. Ekam sastram devaki putra gitam, eko devo devaki putra eva, eko mantra tasya namani yani, karma apyekam tasya devasya seva, kayena vacha manasa indriyerva, buddhyatmana va prakrute svabhavat, karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai, narayanayeti samarpayami, sriman narayanayeti samarpayami, sarvam sri krishna arpanamastu, om asmat gurubhyo namaha. It's been a while we started a song with Krishna or Vrindavan or Gopi. So today, let's go to Vrindavan and see what Gopis are doing. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. We'll be here with you till 2 p.m. And this is all happening in Vrindavan, India.
How are you holding?
Good, good. Yeah, we were two legs last week. We're not here. The work, right?
Washington.
Making the present.
You're holding with my grandkids. How was the party
yesterday?
Okay.
Vijay
followed first wedding.
Okay.
Reception.
Reception. Yeah. So his wife starts talking and he says, okay, you know, who is more important in my house? Who is a more commander in my house? I'll give it to that person. Okay. And then she starts talking and then she says, like, sabko thank your family me. And then she said, I have no words to say how much I tell God, you know, Bharat and his wife have done so much kind of a thing. But she said, you're not only running out of words, you're also running out of time. And then he picks up the microphone. He said, today is a very happy day, my son's reception. India beat Pakistan.
That's it. Which one he was celebrating? Somebody should ask him. Which
one
you were celebrating?
But you know, one of the funniest things, there is a group, they see friends or something, and somebody posted on there, what is the address for his reception place? And that goes to about 1,500 people.
Really?
Yeah.
And that is what is... You know that Babu gave Pitaji ne bola ki he asked his daughter, I met a boy. He said, who's the boy? He said, his name is Bharat. What's her parents' name? She said, I don't know. Said, where is she from? He said, I don't know. Kitna sare bola ki they were so worried. What is this girl dating and all that? And then finally he said, he found out from his her daughter, some friend, that Bharat Palod's father was Vijay Palod. And he said, I went asking everybody who this person is, but
He knows more people than I can imagine. It was a funny reception. They were talking about all this, but we were enjoying ourselves with all this. But lot of Bollywood music, dance.
Wow, that's nice. As long as the humor is there.
Madras premier went out of the way to do so many. You've seen in the appetizer.
Food before that. He's a good when he puts his arm. I know.
Correct.
Okay,
that was so funny. So many times.
Yeah. I forgot to bring the check next week.
Okay, I guess. Maybe check the name. One bill came, so I'll pay for that bill halfway and Indo-American.
Okay. Because we also have to pay that. Okay. They have paid the loan, right? $300 was Gita gave us to us. And then just that.
Oh, you
have to do
it.
That also. Yeah,
okay. Okay.
And then you just can say that $100 pay not to be cash.
Oh.
It's the operator invoice.
Oh. Am I? Okay, may do it.
That's what Krishna does to you. What is so sweeter than a desert? Krishna's name. What is so pleasant to your ears? What's so beautiful than anything that you can hear? Krishna's bhajans.
Murli.
Murli. Krishna's Murli. Yes, Kanti Bhai. Kanti Bhai is back in the studio. Yes. And what is so pleasurable to eyes?
Krishna's Surat.
Krishna's Surat. That's right. The beautiful Murat in the temple. And what is the beautiful touch that Krishna touches our soul and makes us dance.
That's true.
So when I listened to the song, I felt like this. So I just wanted to share it with you. Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. And we'll be here with you till 2 p.m. It's an authentic radio show on Sanatan Dharma. And right now, cue time with Sri, the Fortune Raveler, sponsored by Vedic Fair 5, which is happening on April 23rd.
If you're just joining us back, we want to remind you, you are listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, and when it's Hinduism, it's always new. Sanatan Hindu Center has been supporting commercial free this radio show for 20 plus years now. Now moving back, and I'm very excited, Geeta Ji, Tara Ji, Ramesh Bhai, Kantibai and Divana in the studio.
Excited.
You know why?
And we too.
The Dhruv Tara reading time is back to our signature style. You remember the number game we used to play?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll make it a little better than that.
Excited. Okay. You're excited. I'm little.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You know, I'm very excited that all of you in
so,
the studio.
Yes, but still curious.
Okay. See, I'm going to give away three keywords. Okay? And the three keywords have a link to Sitaji's father, King Janaka. Siradhwaj, you remember? He's the 21st Janaka king.
Okay.
If anybody is curious to know our history.
Okay.
The fifth Janaka is the Janaka with whom Parshurama left the bow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's the Devavrat. He's number five. Mm-hmm. Okay. They had, historically, it said we had 52 Janaka kings. And the Janaka's kingdom was close to India and Nepal border. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, we believe Sitaji's kingdom, she's from Nepal.
Okay. That's right, yes.
Indians, don't lose heart. Okay, at that time it was part of Bharat, the great Bharat. Okay, so the three keywords are, this is very interesting for all the intellectuals, the very first one. Okay, a lot of doctors take pride in this, okay. So, the first one is a dead body or a corpse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there is a big link between King Janaka's ancestors and a dead body. Okay. And the second one is a song. The keyword is song.
Okay.
Okay. And the third one, this is what interests me. Ashtavakra Gita.
Ashtavakra Gita.
Yes. So the first word is dead body.
Okay.
Second word is song.
Uh-huh.
Third word is Ashtavakra Gita.
Okay.
Okay. These three keywords have a link to King Janaka, Sitaji's father. Okay. What is the link? You can give me one, I'll give you a prize. Sponsored by Vedic Fair, happening on Saturday, April 23rd. And Geeta Ji, you can chip in here. You are the event chair for Vedic Fair. You just give us some scoop on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. What is it? What is one thing you want to tell?
About Ram.
About Lord Ram.
Going to be this time about Ram.
Yeah, you would not hear this anywhere. Geetaji hasn't spoken in public anywhere. This is the first time she's speaking about Vedic fair.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
Rama, the Lord of 16, is going to come. And it's
shown. Help me, Taraji. This word, you know, is a tongue twister for me at least. Show the. Yes, there you go. There you go. I need help from you guys on those words. My tongue hasn't been twisting yet.
Yes. Okay. Qualities. We talked about 16 qualities. We know some of them. But this time you're going to see most of these qualities in the drama format.
Yes.
So it's going to be Hindi dialogues and English narration. So we have a lot of handsome people. Beautiful girls playing this, and one of the handsome person is right here in front of
Are
me.
Are there 16 Ramas coming as a personality?
Taraji, you cannot give up everything. You have to come and say April 23rd. Vedic Fair is going down, the 55th chapter of Vedic Fair, Saturday, April 23rd, 3:30 to 9 p.m. Suit yourself, lot of things happening. The main thing is we will be celebrating lot of things about India. Be there in KT, Texas.
Yes.
You can hit us up on Vedic Fair FB page, also on our FB event, Vedic Fair 2016. Lot of pictures, lot of concepts being, you know, published, promoted there.
It's a free event.
Free event, free parking. Yes.
You can come and enjoy all the shopping bazaar is there. You know, sattvic food is being served. Lot of food, lot of snacks. And a lot of bazaar things you can do and still enjoy the show. A lot of Indian workshops are there. Yoga, yes. Meditation, dance workshops are there. You can learn. You can Ayurveda workshop, homeopathy. So many things going on. So many booths being set up. So check us out on our webpage too. Ashirvadablessing.org.
It is only one of a kind of a thing where children do presentations. Their ideas, their unique kind of ideas to present Hinduism in various dimensions. I think I found it the most profound opportunity for any young child.
All Taraji's fans, that's her favorite. We know that.
And also, the way they have been trained by the Ashirvad blessing, giving them that energy as well as to bring out their best, is I think very showcased in this particular Vedic Fair.
It's called Celebrate India Exhibits. It goes down the very beginning of the show. So be there at 3:30 if you want to really enjoy that. Like, the important part is the children work with the families to come up with their concept and present it. It's very interesting, a new concept we have introduced 5 years back. So if anybody is curious, be there. And also, we just want to remind you, we're still in Dhrutara riddle time.
Yes.
The three keywords you can answer is dead body, song, and Ashtavakra Gita.
No, these are all. You're expecting a story here?
Just what they mean is fine.
Is it a sentence?
Yes. It's not. Yeah, it is a little story behind each keyword. What is the incident about? See, it's a title of an incident.
Okay, dead body. Okay, and the
first. Okay, song.
Song.
Yes, song. Song already happened on this show. What does the song mean? We keep giving away the song.
Geetaji,
we are not taking you as a okay. Okay, we are still in the queue time.
Okay.
Okay.
To compliment what Taraji said, I have attended two occasions of
Vedic Fairs.
Vedic Fairs. Yes. And I was very impressed, and it was really learning experience for me as well. Now, I don't claim to be very expert, but I know a lot of things, but I still learning, and it was a good opportunity for me to learn that.
Yeah, when we go through all the exhibits, this time I think we were just auditioning the presentations.
Mm-hmm.
There was a presentation on dances of India, Indian dances, and I learned one more dance. You know, which was, I didn't think like, you know, that dance was there at all. You know, it's like every time some new information, and because not only the kids present, but the parents also get involved as a family. Everybody get involved in doing the research and putting the presentations.
Right. They did pretty good. You know, the small kids, maybe their age from 5 to 7 to 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And they were well prepared, and they were knowledgeable. Or at least they gain knowledge about their subject they were presenting.
Yes.
All the presenter parents, if you're listening, you know, give yourself a big pat on your back. Lot of good words on Celebrity India exhibits. Okay, that's the fundamental concept which started the Vedic Fair, if you're interested in the history of Vedic Fair.
So get your children, it's a full family show, and it's going to happen on Saturday, April 23rd. And you can, it's entertaining, educating, and a lot of eating, shopping, so everything is involved.
Yes.
And spiritual knowledge too.
Yes.
And most entertaining format. It's yes. It's presented in, you can really enjoy, the full family can enjoy, taking from a child to the grandmother, grandfather, grandparents can enjoy this show.
Yes.
So, the number is 281-277-6874.
Okay, I'm going to take the studio host to answer my riddle today.
We can answer also?
Yes,
yeah, okay.
I'm ready. There are three of them, so we can leave one for the listeners or two for the listeners.
Yeah, number to call here is 281-277-6874.
The three keywords are... Open. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I will attempt the Ashtavakra Gita.
Okay, go ahead.
So, in King Janak's kingdom, he had a question, and so he was asking all the pundits, and if they don't answer correctly, because King Janak has certain idea, so he, if you don't answer correctly, he will be imprisoned. So he has so many in prison, and then Ashtavakraji, he came to know that, and he said, I will take the challenge. And so he went there, he answered correctly, and everybody got in, out of prison. But another incident I want to also mention, when Ashtavakra entered, there were other pundits in the assembly hall, and they all laughed. And Ashtavakra said, I am so sorry to come here, because I didn't know I was coming to the assembly of the Chamars.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and what he meant is, he was laughing at Ashtavakra because of his bodily features, and so he think that if you're looking at the body only, you are like a chamar.
Yes, yes.
We have a caller.
Yes. Namaste. Oh, Vedic Fair is happening at Cinco Ranch High School in KT, and on April 23rd.
It's 23440 Cinco Ranch Boulevard, KT, Texas. It's in high school, Cinco Ranch High School. It's right off of 99 if you're going from Sugar Land.
Okay, so going back to the Ashtavakra story.
Namaste. Sure, thank you.
Thank you. And you can also go to our Facebook page, Vedic Fair. V-E-D-I-C space F-A-I-R. It's simple. Yeah, you can have all the information there. Thanks for calling and inquiring.
Namaste.
So, going back to Ashtavakra's story, the question King Janak has was, he has a dream that he lost all his kingdom and everything. And then when he wake up, everything was intact. So he was asking question, which is true? Is my dream true, or is this what we are seeing is true? And the answer from Ashtavakraji was that neither.
Neither, yeah. Yes, neither.
So listeners, we are still waiting for your call, 281-277-6874. One keyword taken by Kanti the Light Patel. Ashtavakra Gita, the last one. There are two more keywords. Dead body and song. It's simple song. S-O-N-G, song. Okay, the second one, int, is Geetaji keeps doing it every week. Okay, that's the int. And it's also became our middle name right now, and he also uttered it, if anybody listened that. 281-277-6874. We have about a minute to go before we jump into Hinduism
in
basics.
Is it related to King... You said it's...
Yeah, these are all related to King Janaka's
can
line.
Can be King Janaka or Ayodhya also, or no?
Yeah, they're all related to King Janaka.
So,
they're nowhere related to Ayodhya at this time.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's not Vasishtha Gita.
Yeah.
No, if you allow me, I will.
Yeah, please go ahead. Okay. That way you look to be in a lot of knowledge, trance today. So we'll allow you.
the greatest book to me is something called Ashtavakra Gita.
Yes, it is actually.
Come on, you gave it and you're asking again. So
no,
thinking,
no, the song, I haven't given up the song.
No, the
famous song, there is even a famous song.
Then
Ashtavakra Gita. But all those listeners, if you're curious, There are about 50 plus Gitas in Hinduism.
Yes.
Okay. The most spoken about, the most which takes the icing on the cake. You know that. The divine song. Bhagavad Gita, answer to number 2. And why the relationship? I will tell you in a bit.
Okay, so going back to Astavakra Gita, it is a conversation between Astavakraji and Janaki.
Janaki,
yes.
Okay, and one thing I remember very well is Astavakraji said that first Janakji asked me, what can we do to become a free, mukta? And one thing I remember well is that Astavakraji said, your problem is that you think you are not free.
Not free. Okay.
Yeah, he keeps it simple, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, and he had, why everybody laughed is he had 8 deformities. His body was bent in 8 parts. But still he was enlightened. Enlightened can eat you anytime.
His body was bent.
Yes. The relationship between the song keyword, song is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Lord Krishna mentioned King Janaka. When he talks about Karma Yoga.
Yes, yes, yeah.
He is a Karma Yogi, King Rishi, great Rishi King, great King, excited. Okay, that leads us to all the, this is an intelligent question for us, okay. We talk about infertility is modern, it just happened a few years back in human, modern human science, and all are excited, we can make babies, incubate babies now. Okay, outside the human body and then put them back in the day, fertilize and all that stuff.
Mithila.
Okay? Yes, I'm not a doctor. So all the doctors out there, this thing you have to know.
Mithila, right?
Yes.
It's the person, Mithila, who's been churned.
Yes, yes.
And revived back to life.
Yes, he is actually Nimi.
Nimi.
The one who comes out of the dead body is Mithila.
Mithila.
Yes. That's how the dynasty got that name.
Name.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the history for all the listeners, quickly for you, the story goes like this. There was a great king, Nimi, and then he suddenly dies out of a curse from our famous sages. Our sages used to get very angry. So that's why people were very excited at the same time, afraid of them. So he dies out of a curse, and then the kingdom becomes kingless. So at the time, all the great rishis, and Gitaji keeps telling me this, there were all scientists. Mm-hmm. In ancient India.
I mean, the modern scientists are like externally like discovering some things, inventing with things that we have. But the rishis, I feel, they are internal science. They are masters of internal
science. Last week, Taraji covered these rituals through some rituals and yogic science and divine science. They revived a soul out of the dead body.
Mm-hmm.
And that king was the first Janaka. So there you go.
They had awesome technology.
See, we should not forget, just because we don't know,
mm-hmm.
then you don't know. What that means is you don't know
that technology.
It doesn't mean it didn't exist. And whatever we are hearing now is the first time.
Yes. Yesterday, one student who was like about 7-8 years old, she asked me beautiful questions.
Oh, they were beautiful.
Beautiful. We're going to share it with you.
Yes.
Maybe next
time. And one of them is, what is God's last name?
Yeah, she was.
Yes.
God's last name.
Yes.
And why is God up in the sky?
Up in the sky. Why you see up in the sky? Okay.
And who are God's parents?
And the beauty of that incident, Gitaji, is when a teacher answered, she was happy.
Yeah,
I would have not become happy.
Yeah.
Because my intelligence would have stopped me. Because that little soul was happy.
Older kids are little tough to handle.
Like me.
No, the kids, I asked her, I answered her questions and I asked her like, can I write it down to you? All the questions. She said, no. And then I asked her the questions and she said, she answered everything again back. But let me bring to you this beautiful song. Mohana Muralidhara, brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA, who celebrates Dashara Festival in Skeeter Stadium in Sugarland.
Okay, so we did receive the check from
we didn't know, Kandipai was such a fan of Astavakra. See, what all we know? We found a big fan.
Yeah, I am. It is very interesting.
Now, what I learned about Astrophysics Gita is it was very realistic.
Yeah.
He was a realist.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
And if you really want to know in depth, you listen to the Astro.
Oh.
He has done great things.
Oh, okay. Then let me get it. I love it.
Astrophysics Gita is so beautiful. And even Vasishtha Gita is also, it's like, it's very... It will shake you up. Vasishtha Gita, no, everything is off. It is said that how many Ashtavakras exist, so many. There are so many Ashtavakras that exist, and one gray hair on Ashtavakra is equal to so many years, so thousands of years. And when one Ashtavakra becomes old,
I think there is a calculation. So there is a Brahma being born, you know, something, one Kalpa gets over. Like that, so many Ashtavakras exist. And then Krishna is a master of all these Ashtavakras.
And the Janak, this incident, Ashtavakra, he was only a child.
Yes.
He was not old.
That's how he became, because of that, what I learned.
Tell.
That's why he was a learned king.
Rajarishi. Oh, so much to these people keep us so grounded. You're ready with Hinduism basics?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to introduce Stephen and she's going to do the basics.
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. and we'll be here with you till 2 p.m. It's an authentic show on Sanatan Dharm. And we have now, next coming up, Hinduism basics. Sriji.
And what we do in Hinduism Basics, Gita Ji, we explore what we need to do, basic concepts of Hinduism. We'll keep it simple. The very first step, the very basic step, Sanatan Dharma, also known as Hinduism, means in plain terms, way of life. Okay, Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism, we keep repeating this as a variety of beliefs and practices with a certain underlying unity. Hinduism does not have a single human founder, and its present form emerged over vast periods of time. There are more than 1 billion Hindus in the world. And today we have with us the high schooler from Clements High School, who's been graciously coming over the past 2 weeks and explaining about Hinduism basics. Devana Donthi is here. Namaste, Devana. Welcome to the show. So, and what are you going to do today?
I'm going to talk about
Jnana. Go ahead.
Jnana means knowledge. Through jnana or knowledge, one can strive to understand the nature of the world, God, Brahman, and reality. It's a highly intellectual and complex path, and the person following this path needs self-awareness and the ability to understand what is real and unreal through studying. Finally, in jnana path, only the real or the truth remains.
Yes. Jnana path is very complicated. That's really true. That's why Krishna prescribes a path of bhakti in chapter 12 of his Bhagavad Gita. Because jnana raises all the doubts and so many things. And when your mind is in doubt, you know, you have to really, it's a hard way to answer. You have to get experience. You have to work to that, towards the, you know, whatever questions that have been raised. So that's why, I mean, it gets troublesome at some point of time. But bhakti is an internal science again.
Yeah, it's a three-step, okay? First, you take step one, karma. You experience it. And two, you dedicate everything towards bhakti is devotion. And when you get these two on your firm footing, then you go into jnana. Because that is slightly hard, but that is the final way that you want to be knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, we understand it's bhakti is easy. It's preached like that. But try to follow what Krishna says, Advaita Sarva Bhutanam. Try to practice that one and see how easy it is.
Can't by the practitioner.
Bhakti needs faith. Bhakti needs faith, unwavering faith. So it is not a trade, it's not a business. Okay, God, I'll be in bhakti if you do this. I'll break 100 coconuts in devotion if you do this, if you give this. So it's, bhakti is not a trade or a business.
Right.
It is unwavering faith towards God, irrespective of whatever results you get in life.
You have to prepare yourself to be a bhakta. And one thing is Advaita Sarva Bhutanam. Can we really practice that? It will take a long, long time to become that.
Yes, yeah, everything, even knowledge, without practice, is right, it's just a knowledge. You're prone to error, you know, like you can make errors.
You have to apply
but
the knowledge.
It can happen. Yes. I'm not trying to discourage anybody.
No, it can happen in a moment too. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
it can happen in a moment.
We wish, like in the first show, Chirag Bhai told us, like everybody of us are born with the manual, Bhagavad Gita in our pocket.
Yes.
So now that way we knew all this
or
coming into
to
this
look
world.
It,
yes.
Look at it.
So that's Hinduism basics, listeners. And next week, it's all interesting and the most risky path. Tantra.
Okay. That's interesting. Tantra. Let me bring you this beautiful Miraji Bhajan Payo. Payoji Mene Ram Ratan Dhan Payo. Brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA.
Guys, he heard it. He gave us a smile. Finally, they raised my name.
We have light, we have a lot of light.
Yes.
Star,
moon, everything.
Yes. Twinkling.
No, Rakesh is responded to me, Lord of Full Moon.
Full Moon?
Yes. That's why he's always beating. That is why, Thora, Thora.
Okay.
That's a good way.
Voice of Sanatan Hinduism hosts of healing prayers to people who need help and or seek relief from any pain that they are suffering from. You can call into the studio and give your name. We can keep it anonymous. Today we offer prayers to well-being of all beings on this universe, in this universe. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah. Sarve Santu Niramayah. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. May there be well-being in all, peace in all, fulfillment in all, auspiciousness in all. May all become happy. May all be free from illness. May all see what is auspicious. May no one suffer. May there be peace, peace, and peace all over.
And Gita ji, we would like to now share with you and how important the feedback. The feedback is coming positively. We are all excited about it on the Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. Since January of this year, start of this year, we have moved to 11:10 a.m. on Masala Radio. And then, like, you know, the feedback has been good, but it doesn't mean that you don't have to give us some feedback to improve or just compliment us or whatever. So we're going to share one quickly, which came out one of the famous community, like, you know, personality.